This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel is expanding its ground incursion into Gaza and said Monday it killed dozens of Hamas terrorists overnight. The incursion comes as the humanitarian crisis in Gaza is worsening. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Israeli tanks and troops pushed further into the northern Gaza Strip overnight Sunday, reaching the outskirts of densely populated Gaza City as Israel continued its unrelenting airstrikes on Gaza. Israel said it killed dozens of Hamas terrorists who had barricaded themselves inside buildings. The expanded Israeli incursion came amid a growing humanitarian crisis in the Gaza Strip. The Palestinian Health Ministry said the death toll since the Israeli airstrikes began more than 3 weeks ago passed 8,300, more than half of them women and children. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
As the fighting continued, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu condemned as cruel psychological propaganda a video released Monday by Hamas militants showing three hostages abducted during the October 7th attack on Israel. Israel says Hamas abducted more than 230 hostages during the October 7th terror attack that killed 1,400 people. Israel declared war on Hamas after the assault, and the constant bombardment of Gaza has killed thousands of Palestinians, as you just heard Linda Gradstein say. The United States on Monday condemned violent anti-Semitic events that have been reported in Russia threatening Israelis and Jews after rioters in the predominantly Muslim Dagestan region stormed an airport to catch so-called Jewish passengers. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
We call on Russian authorities to publicly condemn these violent protests, to hold anyone involved